This is episode 2566 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day two of our series this week. This week, we are exploring the theme of developing your intuition. And in each episode this week, you'll be guided with inspiration and meditation techniques to help you tap into your inner wisdom. And I'd like to thank the sponsor for today's episode. The BetterHelp app is a way that you can reach out to a professional, highly vetted counselor securely online from anywhere in the world. It's so important, especially these days, to have someone in your corner who can help you, who you can reach out to when you need a little extra support, maybe to sleep better, to lose weight, maybe to help you resolve some difficult trauma or pain you might be experiencing. You can send a message to your counselor anytime without having to wait in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. There's no need to go it alone these days if you're feeling isolated or simply want someone to support you when you need it. As a listener of the podcast, you can receive 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/daily meditation. That's better, BETTER, help, help.com/daily meditation. Join over a million people who are prioritizing their mental health. Now, as you get ready to meditate today, I wonder how you're doing with this week's challenge. Every week, as you go through a series, you have a challenge I encourage you to do every single day. This keeps you tuned into our theme of the week. So for your challenge this week, you are on a curiosity quest. This is where you begin to reflect on how you're feeling at certain times throughout the day. You could even set a timer on your phone to go off maybe 3 times a day and tune into how you're feeling emotionally. And get curious about the kind of mood you're in and consider whether or not the emotions you're experiencing and the way you're processing your emotions is helpful, or maybe how you're responding to stress in your life and different life events is not so helpful. So become curious as to why. And this is a great week to keep a journal. At the end of the week, you might reflect back over your journal entries and notice patterns in your behavior. This can be so insightful. As you make yourself comfortable today and get ready to meditate, you're going to be guided as you repeat an affirmation. An affirmation is a statement you repeat that helps to uplift you or focus your thoughts in a particular way. And the way you repeat the affirmation is with intention, with full focus, not mindlessly. It's really focusing on the intention of the affirmation. So your affirmation, as you tap into your intuition, is, I trust my inner wisdom. So as you sit up straight and close your eyes, begin to tune into how you're feeling today. Become curious about your emotional state, what may have triggered your particular emotions, reflect on some answer you're seeking, or maybe some result you're hoping for. Begin to open up to and listen to your intuition. To help you focus at the point between your eyebrows or your third eye. In meditation, this is often referred to as your seat of intuition. Gently uplift your eyes to this point. If you had your eyes open, imagine you are looking out at a beautiful mountain chain. So your eyes are gently uplifted. And then if you close them and keep them at that point, this is considered to help you tap into your inner wisdom. You can uplift your eyes to this point anytime throughout your day when you are seeking guidance, inner guidance. Now, as you're seated with your spine straight, focus on what you're wanting to discover by tapping into your intuition. Mentally affirm, I trust my inner wisdom. I trust my inner wisdom. I trust my inner wisdom. Sit in stillness as you begin to open up to the answers within you. You are so worth slowing down for.